to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And suddenly people want to talk to Kim.
And welcome to the show. How's it going,
everybody? I just pulled that out of my hat.
We are marked safe from the coronavirus. I got really sick like a month ago, right?
You were on here.
But that was not corona because it was a wet cough.
Oh, don't worry. I told this story on the broadcast.
Oh, you did? Oh,
I did. Where Jay turned to me a week or so ago and goes, you know what? In retrospect, I think I might have had it. And I was like, you didn't have it.
I had it. I was telling you guys before we recorded, I said, your mom's feeling a little, you know, under the weather.
Yeah.
And I went, she likes that Coracine. And I went to Rite Aid to get some, and they're just, some of the symptoms you look on there are the same, you know, and the guy's looking at me like, and people were actually, people were walking with masks, and it was,
really?
Like, Yeah. I had like four or five people I saw walk in with masks on.
The masks for the doctors and the health workers.
And the sick people.
If you're not sick, please do not wear a mask.
But Survivor, their season that they're filming or we're going
season
to
41.
Film, season 41 has been delayed. So it'll be interesting to see, as well as Amazing Race. And
yeah, Jack, Amazing Race has been put on. They sent everybody home.
Yeah, so... it's even impacting the shows that we cover here on the channel, and it's interesting times for sure.
Yeah, hopefully it gets, you know, we get this thing solved.
And Tom Hanks,
I know, and Rita Wilson. I was like, Rita Wilson? First I thought it was the Onion.
And the NBA's been canceled.
It definitely seemed like an Onion article, right? Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, because it's like if there's anybody like, no, not those two.
But the NBA has canceled its season as of a few minutes ago. I don't know.
I understand that the LA Chargers, it wouldn't matter if they played in front of no fans because that's what they do now.
They could have a minute, was it like 7 feet in between? They could have that spacing for the fans.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that big a deal because, you know, Team Spanos made a great move by going up there. But seriously, there's just too much. And then you gotta wonder about the NCAA has said, okay, we're going to play in front of no fans. Mm-hmm. But
Jay,
we were saying before we drove up to Charlotte when the Aztecs played a few years back, and it was packed to those restaurants, the bars. I mean, those people, you know, small business, we're not talking like corporations. We're talking small business owners that are like, okay, this is going to pay. This will keep us going for another year. Yeah. And again, the illness is worse than, you know, the financial part, but still would it be better just to put it on hold for the tournament on hold for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah, wait it out and then
go back. And well, I don't know what the scheduling is like and, you know, what events they have at these places.
It's probably harder at this point because it's probably like so close to it that it's better to do that. But like I run a local convention here in Raleigh, and, you know, we just had to announce that we're pushing it back to September because, you know, we had guests that we were flying in from all over, and just the risk was too high. So, you know, we'll roll with it, and hopefully everybody is washing their hands. And if you're older, I'm going to say elderly, but if you are older, be cautious and, you know, take care of yourself.
And stay out of public places.
Yeah, stay out of public places.
But I do hear that washing the hand thing becomes
a habit.
I know. It's like, why weren't we washing hands beforehand? Have you seen the website washyourlyrics.com? You can type in any song and it will give you the lyrics up until, you know, that how far you have to sing while you're washing your hands if you get tired of happy birthday.
Okay.
It's pretty fun, actually.
I've always washed my hands because that's just how I was brought up. Wash your hands. So, you know,
being a parent to small boys where like washing your hands is like the greatest inconvenience you can ask of your
child. Oh yeah, I've dealt with Zach.
And so it's like
hands is boring.
So they come out, you get the greatest probably satisfaction in this, Jack, where it's like, all right, let me feel them. I'm like, those are dry. Take them back over there now. And they bring them. I was like, I don't smell the soapy smell.
No.
Some water on these hands.
No, the best is you're like, did you wash your hands? Yes. With soap? oh man.
Yep. All day long, when Zach spent the week here, it's like, Zach, wash your hands. He goes, I did. I go, no, you didn't. There's no way you went boom, 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 and washed your hands. I go, come on, dude, just wash your hands. It's big deal.
Or the brushing teeth, like he got wise to the let me feel the toothbrush. Now he just wets the toothbrush, so now he's got to like breathe on my nose, which really I'm the one that's it's occupational hazard. But it's just like so now he's like, no, see, I was like, all right, I smell toothpaste. You're good.
Yes, he'll do that too. Anyway, this has nothing to do with Survivor.
Sorry, but Rob is gone, and sorry.
Like, I finally got a point.
Colleen, I got to give you credit. You stuck to your guns. You picked Rob every single week except for... No, every single week.
I picked Rob every single week.
Every
I was like, there's no way that these people are going to keep him.
And you know when I knew Rob was going home?
When?
When they were talking about how who voted Amber out, and it was Tyson. They said Tyson was the one. I said, oh, this will make an interesting thing when Rob goes to, I go, I bet you he's going home tonight.
Yep. Colleen kind of called it early too. The editing definitely seemed to
kind of
telegraph this one.
Oh, the editing was telegraphing it. It was like, Rob was like, nothing's going to go wrong. I'm getting back in charge of the game now. Like, we're all good. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's never great. And he had like literally every single editing tell that is possible in Survivor, and then like some new ones that were invented. They were all screaming, Rob is going home today.
You would think he had to know because it was the right vote.
Right. Yeah, and he's not playing with a bunch of like, you know, first timer dummies. Like he's playing with, you know, people that know how to play Survivor and Nick. and Adam. But like he is, and they're not, of course, like Sophie being like Rob's an a-hole and that being like included. I was like, yeah, there's no way that Rob is staying because they are unhappy. And it was just, it was ridiculous. Like, why did he think that he could control them? Like,
because what he's done before and it's worked. And honestly, it worked for him up until that point. I just think,
Different players though know the game.
The shakeup wasn't on his side. Like, I feel like the two people from his tribe that he could have been paired were the worst people he could have been paired up with.
Because he's had issues with them. Yeah, and he admitted like, they all had issues with him.
Right. So, if he had gone there with Parvati and anyone else,
Jeremy, Michelle, like I feel like they could have worked. I think he had good relationships with them, but the two people he couldn't have been paired with, he was, and it just wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
No.
Well, though, that whole sequence, though, when they are spilling the tea and Sophie and Sarah are like, how did we get this freaking lucky?
Yeah,
like, that was awesome. Like,
it's one of those rare scenarios where the two versus the three. The three, I can't remember the last time the three were so fractured where all three were like.
Well, even Rob was uncharacteristic. He was telling the problems with the truck he had with the other two guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, rule number one is you never tell people.
Don't spill
you don't
the
give
tea.
People any, and he was giving them tons of information. I know.
Yep.
Because I was thinking, I thought he made a mistake. I would have tried to work with Sophie and Sarah. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe he knew he could. Maybe he knew there was nothing he could do.
No, I think it was just, I don't know. I mean, there's so much that we don't see, but I feel like there was definitely had to have been a touch of arrogance there, right? Because he's always been someone who's been really great at building a coalition and, you know, keeping that together. And I think he genuinely expected that they were going to stay Sele strong and not even entertain the idea of flipping on him because that's just always the game that he's played in, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, I don't know. It's just crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy.
Indeed.
It's been a long week. I mean, I feel like I've lived a million lives since last Wednesday. And I feel like I've lived 400 million lives since the Wednesday before that. Like, today we were bringing out our trash at work, and I was like, oh, my God. We're bringing, like, another week has passed. I know this sounds crazy, but, like, I feel like it was a week ago that it was, like, yesterday that we were doing this. And my coworkers were like, yes, welcome to 2020. And I was like, you're right.
It just never ends. It's like you've had the Drake's biscuit.
You know, it's funny now. I can't eat a biscuit without just like making sure it's on the up and up after your experience.
Well, it's a brownie, but it...
or sorry, brownie. Like when I was at somebody offered us brownies at our front desk, and I was like,
"What kind of brownie?
Are these regular brownies?"
Well, you can allegedly smell the difference.
You can smell the difference. I'm sure.
I'm such a square. I've never whatever partaken.
You would know.
It doesn't matter if you've partaken. You would know if something doesn't smell like, you know, if you've got a
Does it have that skunky smell?
If you have a brownie that has an odor, if you have a brownie that has something that might give it an odor, and a normal brownie without anything, and you smell it, you're going to know.
You've been to concerts.
Yes.
No, I know the smell. Well,
If you smell the concert smell in the brownie.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I didn't know it was that prevalent.
Don't eat the brownie. Yeah. And if Drake hands you the brownie, don't eat the brownie. Speaking of, I feel like we have to give a proper thank you out there to JP and Brian and Elena and Maggie and Dennis and everybody that participated in that super awesome patrons Stalking Jan Jack podcast. Mary Ellen, I think, did a part in it as an anonymous person.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was really funny.
It was hilarious.
Kudos to all those involved.
Yes, I have looked over my shoulder a couple of times for Elena. I was like, is she really following me? Do I have to stop going to Boxcar? But their beer is so cheap. Why would I do that? Anyway. Good times. But thank you.
Can we talk about the awkwardness between Wendell and Michelle?
Yeah, let's talk about that. And then we absolutely need to talk about let's talk about that. And we need to talk about Parvati too, because I was here for Parvati.
Oh my.
Narrating that whole thing. She was like the witches in a Shakespeare show.
Oh my. Yeah, pretty much.
Actually, that was old school poverty.
I know.
She was kind of flirtatious and kind of, hey, how's it going? And very personable. So she's turned on her A game.
Well, she has. She was also narrating everybody else's, and that was hilarious.
Oh my God! Wendell, bro, like, come on!
I know, right?
I love you, Wendell. You're like a top three player for me, and I just feel like I got to give you some like dating advice. Just you don't have to like the person, but oh my God!
I know,
like,
it was
just
so
play
bad.
It a little bit cooler.
It was so bad. He was so uncool,
especially when your ex is holding a hatchet.
Well, I'm wondering if the person he's dating now is the same person that he started dating immediately, allegedly, after he stopped dating Michelle. So I'm wondering if
maybe like
the person
he's
he was
like...
dating as he was filming that is the same person.
Ah, I didn't think about that.
Good call, Colleen. That's probably it.
Yeah. That adds a whole other layer.
When she was chopping that, I think it was coconut, and she's like going, well, can we talk? And he's like...
And usually if you have like an escape relationship or something like that person that you're with now like definitely hates previous person. So yeah. There is definitely like a he's like, I cannot show any kindness to this person.
But he's in I think that the $2 million that he could potentially lose
out on. Like jeez. We were just playing a game. Yes, seriously.
We were on a break.
No, that whole thing. Oh my God. Yeah, that whole sequence was so awkward. And Parvati being like, first of all, Parvati started it with Nick was like, Parvati, you were my high school crush. She was like, so that was awkward.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but I figured it'd come out. So yeah, you're right.
Yeah, okay. It did come out because you're playing survive. Somebody else on this beach knows that Parvati was your high school crush. Yeah, oh. Totally. You can tell I'm like high school crush or right now crush.
Yeesh.
Because it kind of sounded like a right now crush.
Here's the thing. Like, no offense to Nick, but like Parvati looks exactly the same as the last time she played, and Nick is looking a little rough since the last time.
Oh, that's not nice.
Parvati is ageless and a wonder.
She is. Parvati. She had a baby and looks like that.
I know.
I know. Yeah. My time hop reminds me every single day that I have a baby and don't look anything like that.
I know when my wife was pregnant, and it took me years to get my body back. Because I had, you know, I put on weight every time. So it was like, you know.
Oh my God.
But not poverty. She's like got chiseled. I'm like going,
Oh, I know. Can we talk about Denise's arms too? Side note, her arms are amazing. Anyway, sorry. Focus, Colleen, focus. Okay, so yeah, this was awesome, the Parvati and Nick thing. And then we have Parvati being like, you know, so speaking of awkward, they used to date and it didn't end well, so this is going to be great.
Oh, man.
We didn't talk about the beginning, though, with Penner and his wife.
Yeah.
That was so hard because I've known a couple of people that had ALS. Yeah. I know that the guy that used to he still coaches for the Aztecs. Steve Fisher, his son, has it, and they kept him on the staff just so he can have it's just so sad that what it does to your your mind's still there, but your body. But
can't think that of. Was, I mean, there's that was that was the worst ways to go. It's probably one of the worst ways to go.
Yeah.
But really, like if people didn't like Yule before, like, and I think again Yule's a fan favorite this season. Like, I don't know how you don't, because from what I understand, if he wins, he's like giving his money to like ALS or to their fight or whatever.
Yeah, he talks about it in his cast bio. Is something, I don't know. He does mention it.
But like if you're not rooting for him before, like you're definitely rooting for him now. I feel like it's a really,
again, and this wasn't honorable. Something that he does to get votes or to get stay in the game. It's genuine. I mean, you have to like him, and it's just like a
Okay, now I feel bad trying to bring this back to the Michelle Wendell stuff, in which
no, go ahead.
She was like, new season, who dis? And I was like, Michelle, you have shown so much more personality in these 5 episodes than...
Wait, are you admitting this right now?
No, I'm just saying, like, we've seen a whole different side of Michelle this season, which is why I think Michelle is going to the final three.
Hold on, Colleen. Don't attack Michelle because she's a woman.
Yeah.
I'm not attacking her. I thought that they should have named the episode New Season Who Dis.
I don't know. It seemed kind of like you were going after her.
Yeah.
No, not at all. We didn't see anything from Edge of Extinction tonight, did we?
No, nothing. That's why I knew Rob was going home. That they weren't showing Edge of Extinction.
Yep.
Yeah, because we're gonna get 30 minutes of the Rob and Amber reunion next week.
Yeah, they mentioned the Tyson thing. I said, okay, because what they're gonna do is next week we're gonna get at least 20 minutes of it.
Yep.
Because Rob is gonna go home. Yep. I mean, they've done such a great job the last couple seasons about misdirection. I go, yeah.
This one was pretty straightforward.
Do you watch on the CBS app or on the antenna?
The app.
The app we watch.
So we're always like right behind.
Did your app freeze up?
No.
Twice, my app at the plays through the damn commercials, and then the minute the challenge started.
Oh no,
it froze, and there was another time where they were talking to. I go, so I have to go out, and reboot it, and all that different stuff. So I missed some of the stuff, but you see that it's an Aurora. What are they? Yara.
Yara.
They're so far out in front.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. That was.
Dude, why wasn't Rob doing the puzzle? Like
they must have. It must have been. They had to. It must have been one of those ones where everyone has to take a leg, and Rob must have just opted for the. Well, Sophie's smart. Was Sophie on the puzzle?
Yeah.
I would trust Sophie on the puzzle.
Yeah, but I think Sophie was...
Rob probably was like, let me do the physical part, and then I can, you know, yell at you guys from the sidelines for the puzzle.
Yeah, I think that's what he... Because he kept trying to tell them, but they weren't listening.
Yeah.
There's a couple times where I was like, no.
Yeah, two yellows, two whatever.
Because the puzzle didn't seem like it was that difficult to the other two tribes.
Yeah, and they had...
I mean, the one tribe that couldn't knock down the one with Jeremy and stuff, they couldn't knock... And they came and they put it together and like...
Right. And over it last week, though, Rob had that huge. Rob and Denise had that huge comeback, whereas it was Sarah and Nick on the puzzle that just totally blew it for the other team. So I guess I don't know. Maybe just certain things get to you, worse than others. So I liked that they went from two tribes to three tribes. just because we got more interaction with everyone one-on-one, which probably would have happened anyway.
Yeah.
For a tribe swap episode. Also, another clue that they gave us that Rob was going home, he was like, the last time, you know, I got in Marquesas,
his thing. First time.
I got screwed. I hope it doesn't happen this time. And I'm like, oh, it's going to happen this time.
And you can tell he doesn't like the idol play. He goes, I don't know how to look for these things. I don't know how to find them. And
I know. And he was like, get off my lawn, you damn idols.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. I don't think it's that difficult. I think it's just luck. You know, you find an idol, you don't find an idol. But
I do think, as somebody who has now been geocaching for a year, I do think that part of it is once you find what you're looking for, you kind of have the eye to know. It's easier to like seek out what you're looking for, right? Like the places
didn't give his class before they went out and looked for him.
Ben's class. See, but that just is another, you know, goes to show that, why didn't we see a Ben class? That would have been fun. Another one. I guess we saw it once, so we don't need it again. But anyway, I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't know what that was all about.
Yeah.
But stick to the plan.
Stick to the plan.
Stick to the plan.
Yeah. I don't know. Was there anything else big that we missed this episode?
Well, we had the boring where they're sitting around camp the whole... Ugh. I mean, what happened? Did they had to go to the bathroom?
Everybody had to have like a hall pass.
Like, was that Rob's overplay or was that the best play he had?
No, it was an overplay. Like, you let the grown-ups be grown-ups and talk amongst yourselves and then you play and...
Yeah, I think...
Like, you play and you make sure that your people stay in line. You don't sit there and freaking, you know, authoritarian, well, not let them talk to each other. That's just ridiculous.
I don't know if it was Ben or Adam said, you know, you don't want to be the one that dictates, you know. And again, he's playing with people who have, they're not as good as him.
Yeah.
The five players he's playing against, they're good players, but they're not in Rob's class.
No.
But you can't take players that have won and treat them like people that have never played the game before. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where he made his mistake. He forgets that season he won, the people weren't, I'm with Boston Rob, he's the greatest. They did exactly what everything he wanted to do.
But, I mean, frankly, like, they were doing what he wanted to do on the tribe with winners up until this point.
I think eventually they got to the point and said, okay.
Yeah,
Sophie, you got to get rid of Sandra. You got to get rid of Poverty because they're just... The longer they stay in the game, the better chance they have to win.
Yeah.
And he could get back in the game too.
Well, is he though against Natasha?
Natalie.
Natalie.
I have to say, I love that he gave his fire tokens to Parvati and was like, "What would he say? Like, make a play, girl, or raise hell, honey, or something like that."
Yeah.
That I liked that. I'm here for a big Parvati play.
Love Parvati. Parvati's another of my top three, so get it, girl. Get it, girl.
I'm kind of worried, though, with the swap, though, that now that everybody is kind of not, you know, in their comfortable whatever, that we're gonna lose Sandra soon. We're going to lose Tony soon. We're going to lose Parvati soon. Like, I'm worried that this is the point where...
Well, that's how we lost Sandra the last time, right? Yep. It was a swap.
No, we lost Sandra the last time because Malcolm's an idiot, but...
But I think, wasn't there a swap and she got kind of, in, the numbers didn't go her way?
The swap is deadly for the high profile players because like it's kind of the easy vote at that point when you're trying to find somebody to flip it.
He was on the bottom anyway.
I'm sorry. We lost Malcolm because JT was an idiot. Remember that tribal where they got up and
were
walking all over the place?
Oh my God. Brutal.
Yeah, that's why we lost. Yeah, sorry.
Brutal. All right.
Yeah, I like how Sandra's, though, she's starting to give her strategy.
Stop.
I'm good. They have a great tribe.
See, she's learned. She's learned over these years.
And all Kim caught a Neil.
And
it's great eating.
And you know, it's like it's Sandra has learned. This is her last time playing for sure retire. She's got to play right. Just like me, this is my last time before coronavirus retires me. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. All right. Anyway, it is now time to hear what you all thought about this episode.
You all, everybody,
with listener feedback. Before we get to that, We're going to take a quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Time to hear what you all thought about.
Mandy.
So probably got some from Mandy. But Colleen, take it away.
Okay, well, it's funny that you talked about coronavirus.
It's Corona violence? Is that what people like? Yeah. Throw
that's what they're saying now. Yeah, it's like they squeeze a lime in someone's eye. Ah, I got you.
That's all. It used to be Tide Pods. Now it's coronavirus.
Is that what we need for coronavirus? Just like squeeze some lime to make it more palatable?
Yeah, there you go. Put the lime.
I'm in the coconut. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so speaking of coronavirus sidelining you, our first email is from Lynette from Phoenix, who
ooh,
says...
Lynette, new person.
Lynette.
She says, hey guys, every time I hear...
Pay the rent, Lynette.
Lynette. That's I don't think many people...
For the record, this email is four sentences long, but when it ends up being 15 minutes, it's all you.
Little Red Lynette.
See, my mom used to say that thought the song was Pay the Rent, Collect.
For Little Red Corvette.
I go, why the hell would it be Pay the Rent, Collect?
Okay.
Why?
So, Lynette.
who pays the rent, collect?
It's worth a shot, right? Like, if they accept it, then why not?
I don't know. It just, you know, and she was young then. Anyway.
All right. So Lynette says, hey, guys, every time I hear Jay say that this is his last season of podcasting, I want to cry. You can't stop doing the podcast.
Yes, I can.
If Jay does quit, would Colleen and Jack continue? I would be lost without my breakdown of Survivor. Jay, please don't break up the trio. Worried and concerned. Lynette from Phoenix. Oh, my God. We are going to start calling you. What's her name?
Yoko
J.
Yoko
J.
Yoko.
Because you're gonna break up the trio, Jayco.
I don't bring any of this show. Colleen and Jack are the stars of this show. I'm just.
Are you laying down?
I'm not laying down. I'm sitting right
it's
here.
Just the camera angle's. It's
I know
because
he's got the whole studio in disarray. If you listen to
It's like driving me crazy. I can't.
What's wrong with my angles?
It's very weird.
To the side, I guess.
It's very weird.
There we go.
Although I did manage to adjust the camera last night while doing the broadcast to make my arms look really skinny, and then I stared at my arms like the whole time you recorded, and I was like, "This is a great angle for me."
Yeah, I'm trying to eliminate my double chin. So see if I do this.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm 40 again.
You need to get the camera thingy that Jay has up there. Oh man.
Talking about
anyway, Lynette can
I'll just grow a beard like Jay does so I can hide
exactly. That's how you take care of that stuff. Just
okay. Lynette has
I record
addendum.
Like this a lot.
Her addendum is sorry. One more thing, this season is amazing and Natalie is a badass.
Oh,
Natalie,
Natalie, da, 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 da.
Natalie.
Natalie, Natalie,
Natalie,
Natalie,
Natalie, Natalie, Natalie, Natalie.
No,
yeah. Leave it to professionals. Just stick to your part of reading.
We were trying to.
I hate to see it happen.
We were trying to snap the beat in the car the other day.
Oh
and
my
Jeff
god!
Yelled at me to stop.
Colleen's as bad as you with freaking rhythm.
I'm terrible.
The 2-year-old is better than you.
I was just doing a simple 4-4 rhythm, and I swear to God, maybe like 2 measures in, Colleen was already off. Maybe just a measure in, you were off.
You know, to defend Colleen, when you don't have, you just don't have it. There's certain things we, you know, like you said, you can't jump. You know,
I can't. I can admit that I can't jump.
I used to be able to jump up and grab the rim on it. You know, 10 feet high, I used to be able to grab it, hold on to it. Used to. But you know, there's certain things, like I said, rhythm-wise, I don't have it. It's like your mom goes, you never take me dancing. But she was quick to point out, I have no rhythm and suck at dancing.
Yeah, like so dancing with Colleen at weddings is an occupational hazard.
No, just the slow dances. I'm really fun with the fast ones.
Yeah, is she like Elaine? She's like Elaine from Seinfeld.
Oh yeah, it's bad because even like slow dance is just like just go with the rhythm. Yeah. It's really slow.
Like can you just move your feet when I move my feet? Like let me lead. I'm trying. How do you do that?
I can't hear it. I can't put the two and two together. I can't.
If you ever want to hear the great example of Jack's rhythm? Just listen to
4, 8, 16, 23, 23, 23, 23, 23, 23, 23, 23. I don't know how many takes that was, but I just could not get it.
I swear to God, it was just like. This is the rhythm. Follow this beat.
The first
4,
time
8,
I heard
15, 16, 23, 42, Lenny.
Okay, the first time I heard you guys play that, I didn't know either of you yet. Like, I hadn't met you, Jay, and I heard Jax do this, and I was like, I don't know what this is, but it's hilarious.
I go, can we just get a guest person to do this? I go, I can't do it. I can't.
43, 24, Lenny.
Jorge wrote these lyrics. Just stay on the god dang beat.
I said, why don't you have Jorge do it? I can't do it.
I tried. I tried to get Jorge, and apparently he recorded a version of himself singing it, which we posted at some point in time, him singing it. But did. Oh, my God.
Because I remember asking, I go, you want me to sing the backup? It was a quick no on his response.
4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42, Lenny. See, I got it.
What's the Clint Eastwood
years later.
From Dirty Harry? A man's got to know his limitations. I listen to Clint. I know my limitations. I know.
Oh, my God. All right. Next email.
All right. This is from Mandy.
Mandy!
Who dis? Parv's Tribe is a hot mess, and I love it.
Hey, Parv's Tribe won, so...
Babysitter Rob, I'm dying from laughing. The girls are going to get Rob. Good job getting that tally point, Colleen. Finally! Even if he went to the final three, I would have put his name down every single week until... It's like a safe bet, right? That wasn't safe for the first few weeks. But no, Babysitter Rob was actually really funny because that's kind of what he was. Put the kids in a playpen and...
Plus he had that with the machete, too. He was sharpening it.
Yeah. Also, Sarah didn't have to use her advantage, which good for, I mean, the second that they weren't playing anything, I was like, oh, yeah, they all got that wink thing down. And I just knew Rob was going home.
Because at one point, you know, Rob had to go to the bathroom. Yeah, they probably said, all right, quick. We're all voting for Rob. Yes. Okay.
No, quit. Rob like literally dehydrated himself so he wouldn't have to pee. Or he was like, everybody turn around.
I got this Gatorade bottle. Okay, hold on.
I'm gonna go behind this rock right here. Nobody sit this way. This is gonna be a little bit of pee.
Kudos to Rob making it this far, making it a third of the way.
Oh yeah,
because there's no reason he should have made it this far.
He should have been. I mean, he made it to. Okay, he went to what, 4 of the 5 tribal councils that we've had.
Yeah.
Like kudos to him. That is actually a very big accomplishment.
Yeah. I think arguably the biggest target. Him and Parv, the biggest targets of this game. Like,
you know, you could say it. This is kind of a stretch, but this might have been his best gameplay.
Not tonight.
He should have been. He go to Tribal Council 4 of the 5 times.
Yeah,
and finally go on the 5th time when he was like should have been the number one target.
Yeah, he was a 6th person voted out. He was a 6th person voted out. So there were 6 tribals.
Yeah,
he's been to 4 of them.
Yeah,
and we're talking about players that are strategic. I you know, again, hats off to Rob.
Yeah.
Write a new book, How to Finish 6 in the when you're playing against a return player.
In all winter season, every player is a good player, and like, kudos to him making that far because there's no reason they should have been around that long.
Yeah, I have a feeling we're going to get, like 20 minutes of Edge of Extinction next week. But that's okay, I guess. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? All right, our last email is from Victoria.
Victoria.
Hi, everyone. Michelle, is this going to be weird, Wendell? Wendell, no. 10 seconds later, Wendell makes it weird by making it about their relationship. 10 seconds more later, Michelle makes it weird about making it about their relationship. 20 seconds later, Sophie is stuffing idols down her pants. We had a crotch idol this episode and we didn't even talk about it.
Okay. Ooh. Move away from the mic.
I know. I just turned the thingy bright red.
Yeah, you just blew up the sound.
People driving down the road going, "Oh my god!"
Seriously,
blew out
though.
Their speakers.
I'm sorry. We had a crotch idol and we didn't talk about it. And it wasn't even really mentioned that it was a crotch idol. And that made me so sad. But there was a crotch idol.
There was.
Good times. And like, she like really like crotched it. Like, to the point where like TSA wouldn't have checked where it was. So like, good for her. Continue with the email. This is Survivor
People. She washed her hands afterwards.
Twists and turns galore. Side note, I'm a huge Wendell fan, so now I have to get back on the not a fan of Michelle choo-choo train. Not a fan of Michelle train. Choo-choo. Haterville, USA. Here I come. LOL.
Did Poverty look like she was like, really? Because when Michelle was like, he scolded me, and did like, Poverty was like, okay, I'll keep listening because this is the game, but it's like, I'm not in high school.
Yeah,
did she have that kind of look like, come on?
I think that, well, she did say, like, you want to join forces to give them something to drool over. And I was like, I am here for this.
Yeah. I mean, it just seemed like, I don't know. It was awkward, though.
Yeah.
A little bit.
All right, finishing up. I was happy to see the buddy system back in play. Rob and the machete was freaking scary. It's like she read your mind, Jack. Yeah. I knew the producers were sitting.
She can read stupid.
Yeah, I know the producers were sitting at the camp bored AF. I'm happy that everyone finally voted out Rob because, man, this was about to be the Rob show, and I'm not for that. I'm not for it. I was also not feeling seeing Ben at Tribal with no shoes on. Oh, I didn't even see that. But that doesn't surprise me. If there was going to be somebody, I don't know. If there was going to be somebody barefoot at Tribal and you were like, pick one that's left, I'd be like, Ben. Or Nick. Because he has an idol stuck in his other one. They were busy hiding an idol in his shoe, so he had to leave them at camp so he could come back.
Yes, that's right. Leave your shoes, Ben.
Yes. Yeah. Leave your shoes. We won't tell you why, but just make sure you don't walk away before you put your hands in them to make sure that there's not a surprise. Anyway, the mom in Victoria yelled, put some shoes on, sir. After listening.
Well, no, what's her name? Your favorite from last season, or last season of Redemption Island, where she was. First one voted off.
Reem.
She was big on shoes and socks.
Yeah,
right?
She was like,
didn't
dude.
Did she take everyone's shoes and socks?
Dude, yeah. You can't put some shoes on here. Dude. Yeah. After listening to the speeches, I too feel offended by the word crack. It reminds me of two butt cheeks on an unfriendly plumber. Not wrong. I wish it was a more clever tribal, but I'm okay with the outcome. I was legit nervous that Adam had found yet another advantage placed in a strategic place. I would have flipped over my TV if that had happened. I love you guys. The part that I was talking about last podcast when Jack played the meme video of the guy crying. Oh, that was Jay that played the meme video of the guy crying after his son says, I still love you. I had my boss rolling in laughter. Can't wait till next week where we will see two people voted off. Hopefully Michelle, but I'm nervous Sandra might go too.
Yeah, we didn't get a lot. We hadn't gotten a lot of Sandra today.
We did, but we didn't. Yep, indeed.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm nervous too. That now that like Rob has broken the dam.
Yeah, Rob.
And once
yeah.
people see that like it's okay to vote Rob out, they're gonna come for Parvati. They're gonna come for Sandra. They're gonna come for Tony.
Unfortunately.
Again, it comes down the success of this season comes down to who wins it.
Yep.
I think if you know that put you know some of the
but
lesser
I think
players
Michelle's played a good game.
Pardon me.
Michelle has played
a really good game. Yeah. This
yeah, I mean, but I'm just saying if some one of those players wins it, it's like, okay. This is a 2-time winner. I think it just does come down to. But you know, if they do win it, hats off to whoever wins it. But I want to see. We'll see what happens.
Well, we haven't had like a new school player vote out, say for Natasha, right?
Natalie.
Why are you saying Natasha?
I don't know.
That's not even her sister's name.
I know. It's just stuck in my name.
Her sister's name is Tweenie. Anyway.
Wait, what is her sister's name? It starts with an N, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just tweeny. But it sounds like tweeny. It's like, oh my God, please stop. Anyway.
But yeah, save for her, it's all been old. Nadia. Well, I guess Tyson's a mid-tier, not old school.
But when you think of Tyson, you think old school.
Yeah, you think old school with Tyson. Yeah. So, anybody that played before Heroes and Villains, I kind of think of as old school.
I feel like now we seem to have an all old school season, just because I would lament like all the really good players kind of being picked off. And then it's just kind of
you
like,
mean how we got Game Changers.
Yeah, basically Game Changers was that, like, where it was fun until like all the really
until
good
the merge
were,
and
yeah.
Then it was like, oh, so Ciri's okay. The only one we have left.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Michaela, I'd like
to bring
down.
Her back just so she could win.
Who?
Give her a Rob situation.
Yeah, she got a raw deal.
Yeah. She's
a great player.
That one player where you thought the first time she's on, all right, she's first one off. Mm-hmm. But she turned out to be a great player. So anyway,
Indeed.
Anyway, that's all we have for feedback. Thank you, Victoria, Mandy, Lynette.
All right. Well, now we
if
get
you would
to...
like to give us some feedback, survivorjjc@gmail.com. We love to hear from people.
We do. All right. Now it is time to tally the votes.
I got a point.
We probably got a lot of points this episode.
I think we all said pre-merge for Rob.
Yeah, there's only a fool would not say pre-merge. We all said pre-merge for Boston Rob, so there's that. Colleen, you did it. You stuck with Rob every single week until eventually it came true. Both Jack and I got nothing. Jack said Kim. I said Adam.
And Kim was like a popular player today. Can she get back in? She might get back in the game with
she
this
could.
Swap.
She could.
It's a chance.
I have to say though, it's weird seeing Kim so subdued.
It is.
Like I'm like, but
where I think, is, but I think
where
she's. I think
she,
for the first time, I think she actually had some power, and she could she could actually play the game today.
Yeah, it was nice to see.
Because she's a smart strategic player, and she was neutered when, you know, with the whole Sandra just kept her down.
Well,
now she
too.
Has
I,
she has
I,
new
yeah,
life.
Sandra, like they all kind of the whole poker alliance thing.
Yeah,
came back to
which is smart
bit.
Because you want to keep this you know
the poker nice alliance strong. Wasn't a thing though.
I know
it was a charity event that they all went
kudos,
to.
Kudos to Yule and company for like making it a thing that quickly like. Basically neutered to Jack's point, like six players or whatever. All right, so the tallies as they stand right now, Jack is still in the lead with 4, Colleen's right behind him with 3, and I am in last place with 2 points. Let's pick who we think is going home.
I gotta pick another winner though.
I've never had to use it.
My pick. I have it till the end of the year.
Yeah, we've never gone.
End of the season.
I can't remember the last time, or if we've ever gone to the when you only get 1 point if your pick gets right.
I know this one's not even worth doing.
This early, but still, we'll say that for last. Jack, you get to pick first. Who you think's going home?
Well, do we pick 2 or just 1?
Oh, that's right, because in the trailer it did say double.
It's a double elimination.
Double elimination, so 2. And I will say, if it's in the right order, you get 3 points. But if you just get them right, 1 each.
All right, so I got to pick first. I hate to say it, but I think Sandra.
Ooh, okay.
And Sandra and... I'll say Michelle.
Whoa.
Sandra Michelle.
Bold. Okay. Now, again, if you get each right, you get 1 point.
If you get them right in order, you get 3 points.
If you get them right in order, 3 points. I am up next. And if you get 1 of the 2 right, you get 1 point. I'm going to say... I think Ben steps in doo-doo. I don't think that tribe's winning any challenge, or if it's 2 losing, I don't think they're winning. So I'm saying Ben and Sandra.
Why? You guys got to put that out there like that?
Sorry, Colleen. We don't have Rob to pick anymore, so this is a challenging one. You have to pick two.
I know. Okay, so
I'm going to pick Rob because he comes back from Exile Island.
Yeah, right. They're like, we're going to change the rules. It turns out the last player to arrive gets to go back. That's totally
That's how
fair,
you
guys.
Win Survivor. That's my new book.
That's how you win Survivor. Okay, so my guess, okay, you guys have excellent points. Sandra very well may be going home, and it wouldn't surprise me because it definitely feels like that's the way it's heading, but I'm going to go with Adam.
Okay.
Because I think Adam is awkward enough that he may drive everybody crazy.
Yep.
As somebody who is awkward and drives people crazy, I feel you, Adam. Honestly, let's have a beer.
Trust me, I know.
Yeah. I'm doing it right now.
Especially because you can't dance. That's,
yeah, no rhythm.
No rhythm.
No rhythm.
Not no ticket, no rhythm.
No rhythm.
No rhythm. So let's see. I've said Adam from the one team. Ugh. I think if Michelle and Parvati stick together and pull somebody else in, I think that they might be okay. Also, that team seems like they're pretty well off physically. So,
Shoot. Take your time. This is great podcasting.
I'll go with Sandra, too, because...
Whoa! I hate that you're throwing it out there.
Turning against the queen?
Hey, listen, the queen made it further than Boston Rob, and you have to imagine that that's all she wanted to do was beat him. And she has.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well,
But I also think that if it's the other team that goes, I would put some money on Wendell or Parvati, depending on how those votes shake out. But I don't know. Parvati's got some bank now, so let's... Oh, my God. Wouldn't it be great if Parvati, like, started a new era of Survivor with the coin thing and, like, spent her money correctly? That'd be great. I have faith that she could do that. Anyway, yes.
Yeah,
so,
Rob had two tokens, and now she has three.
Three.
Yeah. All right. So Colleen, her winner's pick is still in it with Denise, but that's her second pick, so she only has a chance at 5 points. Or five tallies. And I still have my original winner's pick in the game, even though, Wendell, I love you, man. I think you're one of my favorite players of all time. But come on. You can be a little bit nicer to your ex. It's okay. It's going to be okay. But Jack, Danny was out week two. Rob out week five. Who is your final winner's pick that you...
I only get one more pick?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, again, I've never been in this situation.
Has this early in a season.
I've never had to pick another. I've always, my player's always gone to the finals.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take Yule.
All right. It's a good
sorry, Yule.
I know, right? Oh, man. So you, if Yule ends up winning, you get a chance for one tally point. Colleen still has a chance at 5, and I still have a chance at 15 points. But given Wendell's behavior in this episode, I'm a little worried, but that's all right. He's still in it. I'm the only one that hasn't lost someone yet, so I'll just...
But we're only getting one side of the story on that one.
Yeah, it's true.
Quiet. So, you know, it's true. There's two sides to every story.
Yeah, you're right. But I want to trust Michelle on this one, because that was really... It's not cool, man. Like, come on.
It was not cool. He did not play that cool.
Not cool, bro. All right, anyway, that is it for this episode of Survivor with JJ and Colleen. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Once again, it's 385-309-0311. Call anytime with the questions, comments, and or
theories.
Also, send an email to SurvivorJJC at
gmail.com.
Once again, SurvivorJJC at
gmail.com.
Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JNJackGroup. Want to especially thank the people that make this show possible, especially Tech for Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Drake the Destroyer, Ed the Creepy Mailman, and Greg. Did we decide on?
We have
Greg
not
yet?
On. I don't know. We have not on the Survivor bonus content that we put out for the patrons today. Uh-huh. I called him Grego my ego, but I don't know. I'm really bad at names.
We'll still go Grego the Lego.
Grego the Lego. We said Grego the Lego on the broadcast because
doesn't he work at Lego?
He works at Lego, which he probably hates that, but I.
Yeah. So well, no, we can't do that.
I kind of like Grego the Lego. I
no,
like
you
that.
Can't. No, you have to get somebody's permission first.
You think of consent. We have to have a consent from Greg. But either way, thank you.
Also,
Greg.
I don't think he listens to the Survivor podcast, so I'll never hear this to know.
That's it. So, Grego the Lego.
Anyway, JP, thank you to those patrons, especially all of our patrons. The Jane Jack Network would not survive without your patronage. Also, if you use Amazon, and since most of us are going to be quarantined at home, Amazon's probably the way to go for your shopping. Use
if you want to find some Clorox wipes, that might be your only hope.
jandjack.com/Amazon for all of your shopping, online shopping needs. All right, that'll do it for this episode of Survivor with JJ and Colleen. Until next time, hasta luego.
Wait.
Yes? You said wait, what?
I had a thought, but I forgot it. Never mind. Next time.
Dope. Hasta luego and goodbye.
He's out.
Bye.